News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A carry-on budget of $83 billion will be tabled in the House of Representatives at its next sitting on Tuesday, March 29. This was disclosed by Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, at last Tuesday's post-cabinet press briefing in Kingston.
As you're aware, we had a change of government, and this was approved, the resolution and a related ministry paper in the House of Representatives will follow.
The carry-on budget is to take care of the spending needs of the government until the next budget is presented. In the meantime, Minister Reid says the ceremonial opening of Parliament will take place on Thursday, April 14. He says cabinet ministers will meet for a three-day retreat from Wednesday, March 30 to Friday, April 1. The government will conduct preliminary cabinet considerations on the budget on April 4 and final consideration on April 11. The Standing Finance Committee will examine the budget from May 3 to 5, and the budget debate will be held May 9 to 19. The antiviral medication Tamiflu used in the treatment of the H1N1 influenza A virus will be made available at all pharmacies across the island. This was disclosed by Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye in a recent interview on the GIS television program Issues and Answers. Dr. Delahaye says as a result of an increase in the number of influenza cases, the decision was made for more of the treatment to be imported.
Tamiflu before now was only brought in by the Ministry of Health. We wrote to the pharmaceutical importer advising them that they're allowed to bring in more. We asked them to bring in more to have it available in hospital pharmacies. Having seen the figures move, we then made a further adjustment to now having Tamiflu available in all pharmacies. Of course, you would need to have a prescription by a physician.
Tamiflu will be available for persons in the high-risk group, including children, the elderly, and persons with chronic illnesses. For the next flu season, the government will be encouraging persons, especially those in the high-risk group, to get the flu vaccine. Government pensioners are slated to receive increased payments ranging from $1,100 to $2,000 per month. The increases have been approved by Cabinet. Making the announcement at last Tuesday's post-Cabinet press briefing, Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid said persons receiving a pension of $60,000 per month and up will receive $1,100 per month. The minister adds that persons receiving under $30,000 per month will receive an increase of $2,000 per month. And more closed-circuit television CCTV cameras are to be installed in the towns of Mandeville, Manchester, and Montego Bay, St. James this year. The move is part of the government's effort to enhance police monitoring of the areas and boost the safety and security of residents. Head of the Modernization Initiatives and Strategic Projects Division in the Ministry of National Security, Dr. Canute Thompson, says there will be a 50% increase in the number of cameras serving the towns.
CCTV is used to both deter crime as well as to support investigation of crime. We are of the view that when people know that the area is monitored by CCTV, there's a stronger likelihood that they will conduct themselves in a manner that is law-abiding.
CCTV systems are also to be installed in Christiana, Manchester this year through partnership with the Christiana Business Watch Group. Systems will also be put in place in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Negril, Westmoreland, and Kingston. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.